Saga Egmont presents A Prison Diary by Geoffrey Archer, read by Jonathan Keeble. Volume 1, Belmarsh, Hell. Introduction read by the author.
Dear listener, looking back 20 years to my time in prison, that part of my life now feels a lifetime ago. I confess that when the judge passed a sentence of 4 years, I was shocked. No one had ever received 4 years for perjury. It's usually a year, or 18 months, unless you're also a murderer. And I was touched when 3 eminent QCs were among the many members of the public who wrote to me saying how outraged they were. I already knew that I would be sent to what's called a Category A prison, which houses very serious offenders, but because in my case neither drugs nor violence were involved, my QC had assured me I'd only be there for 3 weeks at the most, before being sent to a DCAT, a prison for those who are non-violent or about to be released. HMP Belmarsh was a shock at one level, but not at another. The truth is, the public nowadays are fairly well informed through novels and TV about what to expect. I was put overnight in solitary, and guards with torches checked my cell every 20 minutes to make sure I wasn't thinking of committing suicide, which actually had never crossed my mind. On the second day, I was put into a cell with 2 murderers, one a thoroughly vicious and evil man, the other a rather dim and pathetic individual. A friendly guard had told me that anyone who'd been to public school, boarding school, quickly got used to the system, and indeed, that turned out to be the case. However, nighttime was always the worst, for many reasons. Not least, it's quite impossible to sleep. The fear of not knowing what might happen to you tomorrow. The screaming and the shouting from other cells and the noise. Non-stop music pumps out from lights out to the moment they turn them back on in the morning. That was the one thing I hadn't anticipated, and it was both exhausting and demoralizing. However, one of the advantages of being locked up, no, the only advantage, was I was able to continue to write. Instead of a novel, I began to keep a daily diary, producing a first-hand account of everything I was experiencing. What you will discover in this book, Hell, is what will happen to you if you ever have the misfortune to end up at HMP Belmarsh. It's a kind of hotel guide, if you like. But worse than the worst hotel you've ever experienced, no stars. I was expecting to be transferred to a DCAT in 3 weeks, but that didn't happen. As you will find out in Book 2, Purgatory. Thank you for choosing this book, and I hope you enjoy listening.
Invictus. Out of the night that covers me, black as the pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. In the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced or cried aloud. Under the bludgeonings of chance, my head is bloody but unbowed. Beyond this place of wrath and tears looms but the horror of the shade, and yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how strait the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. William Ernest Henley, 1849 to 1903. Volume 1, Belmarsh, Hell.